Halacha. Anochri Mavdim Mesahorim. The Goyim we worship mountains, the Hargat Sagvos, and the hills. Hey Mutzarim. The hills themselves are Mutzar. They can't forbid land, ground. Marshalem Asurim. If there's any coating of silver or gold on the mountain, let's say they decide to coat the mountain with something, that becomes Asur. Shneimar says, Losach Mokesav Zav Aleim Lekach Dalach. Anything which could, with the money and silver, gold and silver, which are upon the mountains, you may not desire and take for yourself, so that becomes Asur.
What about the Asherah tree?
Asherah tree is coming up. Says Mar Rabbi Yisrael Leomer Eloheim Alohorim, their gods on the mountains, Velohorim Eloheim. Not the mountains are their gods, meaning the mountains will become Asur. Elohim Agvos, their gods on the hills, Velohagvos Elohim, not their gods are the hills. So it's almost the same thing as Tanakama, but the difference between, the Bible says the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, and also the Gemara here will discuss it, but somewhat more obliquely, is that Rabbi Yossi holds that anything which is, Tanakama holds that, once it's connected to the ground, even if it once was not connected to the ground, it remains, it's mutter. In other words, the Avodah Zarah can't forbid it. Rabbi Yossi holds that if it was once disconnected from the ground, and then a person connected to the ground, it's called Tfisas Yarodim, then it can be made Asur by worshipping it. So that would be the answer by Asherah. Asherah is Tfisas Yarodim because somebody planted the tree. Okay?
Well, a mountain is a creation of Hashem.
Right.
So, okay.
So that's what it is. It depends if it's artificially connected to the ground or was there to begin with. So, and that's what he says, Neiman Asher Asura. Why is it Asher for it? Mibnei Shesh Batvises De'odim, because the human being had control over it. V'chol Shesh Batvises De'odim, meaning which had human being had control over, also is forbidden. Or make it give us that Aniye Ovin Lefanecha. Let me be, the Ovin seems to me, although they want us to discuss it, the one who explains the language of Havana in front of you. What does the pasuk mean? If the mountains and hills themselves are not Asur, so when the pasuk speaks about that they worship the hills and the mountains, it means that any place to find a high mountain and a tall hill, and a fresh tree, you should know that there's an Avodah Zorah there. It itself is not the Avodah Zorah, but there is an Avodah Zorah there. But the Bible is telling us that the Canaanites were so rampant in Avodah Zorah, wherever you found one of these geographical features, Mistama, there was an Avodah Zorah there. Okay? Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yasin, Rabbi Yisrael, Chanir, B'shem, Rabbi Yosher, they all said, Kosev, Echor, Rabbi Mopas says, Lo Sachmor, Kesef, Zav, Aleim, Lo Kach, Toloch. Do not covet the silver and gold upon them and take for yourself. Kosev, Echor, Rabbi Yosher, another book says, Kesev, Zav, Asheri, Mohem. The gold and silver which is with it, which is with them. Right? What is...
Let's go. About 30 plot.
One is Aleim, and one is Imayim. It happened so randomly, and so... One is Aleim, and one is Imayim. So, Im Aleim Lam Imayim, Im Imayim Lam Aleim. What is, if it's upon them, what does it mean with them? If it's on them, what does it mean? If it's with them, why does it mean upon them? If it's upon them, what does it mean with, if it's with them, whatever. What are the two terms, okay? So it says, Ma Aleim, Davashu, now I'm going to literally try to answer Yisrael right now, even though later I'm going to deviate from what he's saying. So Ma'alem Davashu, take out the words Miuchad Lehem. Davashu Tachshu Lehem. Lehem is obviously something which is adorning them. Okay, the adorns of Avodah Zarah, something which is placed upon them. Afi Moyam, so too, when you find something with that Avodah Zarah, it's only forbidden if it's Davashu, take out the words Miuchad Lehem, Tachshu Lehem. It's got to be adorning the Avodah Zarah. And Moyam is going to give an example. Okay, so something which is on the Avodah Zarah is adornment. The thing which is with the Avodah Zarah, which comes forbidden, is adornment as well. Okay? Rabbi?
A Christmas tree without the adornment.
No, a Christmas tree is not Avodah Zarah in and of itself. In Pasha, it's not Avodah Zarah because it's not meant to, it's just meant to celebrate the season. It's not meant to be worshipped. So that, it would be, you know, have to do with, like, if they put a, a necklace around an idol or something like that. That would be a tachshit. Okay? So, Rabbi Yonah Cheri Yanai, Rabbi Yonah's the name Rabbi Yanai, call Sheikh Nisal of Nimina Kankalim Asu. Anything which is within the Kankalim, we said, is like the sanctum. So it's like a kind of a roped off area. I don't know exactly what it looked like, but a sanctum inside the Avodah Zarah's a church, whatever it is, a sanctuary. So anything within the Kankalim is Asu, is forbidden. Kigon, such as Kisim Shamos, such as bags of silver, bags of money. Okay? Rabbi Yassi said, now, the way the most unfortunate learn, the reason why it's also because of Tikroi B'Savodah Zarah, something which is brought as an offering to Avodah Zarah, and therefore becomes an offering when it's placed within those confines of the Kankalim, whatever those boundaries are. Okay. Promise, Rabbi Yassi says, Simon Havalon, we had a simon in this matter. We had a tradition, meaning that Rabbi Yeshua pliga Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yeshua, the one who said, was talking about imoyim and aleim imoyim, right? Stuff which is on them and stuff which is with them, stuff which is with them, stuff which is on them. Argues Rabbi Yanai, spoke about the money. So as Samara, it's not arguing. Velesi el Messiah law. It's really agreeing, because it's saying that anything which is, it has to be something which is adorning, right? And the money adorns, right? So it says the Gemara, the Kishayt Yisrael throws in the word Elakini. Okay, even without that, you can learn it. Ma pligam ma lem davashim yuchalem tachshin. Rabbi Yeshua, in order to make the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua must say, the aleim doesn't just imply that it's a tachshit, but it's miyuchad lam tachshit. It's uniquely functioning as a tachshit. It functions uniquely as an adornment. Okay? Now, uniquely as adornment. All right. Let me just go for a bit. Afimoyim so to something which is with them. Davashim yuchad lam tachshit. It's got to be something which is unique to an adornment. Yotzu kisim shamos, the bags of money, they're not a tachshit. They might be considered to be adorning, but they're not a tachshit miyuchad. Because the tachshit miyuchad, the way we read Baz, but the Shari Dizor actually argues on this point, is it's not, it's miyuchad, it's designated for Avodah Zarah, but it's not a tachshit. So it needs both. It has to be the miyuchad, and it has to be a tachshit. And this is not a tachshit. The Shari Dizor learns the opposite. It is a tachshit to have money. Like I started saying in a moment ago, but it's not miyuchad. It's not specific. But I think it's the other way around. The Ritbaz makes more sense.
Well, it's not an adornment. It's just a sack of money that's lying next
right.
to the getcher.
Right. So that's not tachshit miyuchad.
If you took the coins and made it into a necklace
right.
and put it around a
necklace. So, that's Machlokas. Rabbi Yanai holds it's also no matter what, because it's Tikrei B'Savodah Zarah. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua's Tikrei, it's not Tikrei B'Savodah Zarah, it has to be a tachshit miyuchad. Tachshit miyuchad means it's A, designated, miyuchad, and B, a tachshit, it's adornment, then the money is not adornment. Okay? So the does end the bargain. Rabbi Bob Hashem, Rabbi Yudha said, Vafilu mayim u'melach, even water and salt is also. Now, most of what we learn here, that's also about the krevis of Avodah Zarah. So about the also because they're brought before the Avodah Zarah, but I think it's actually that also because they're a tachshit. Not as an offering. How so? Because look at the next line. Melach lashuf umayim lodiach, because salt is used to rub the Avodah Zarah, to scrub. Now some say to scrub in front, the floor in front. But I think the other one means to scrub the Avodah Zarah. They use the salt to scrub it like a soap, and they use the water to rinse it. So that's a tachshit. A tachshit is not defined just as, you know, jewelry, but anything which adorns the Avodah Zarah. And salt and water can be used to adorn the Avodah Zarah. That's how I would learn this Gemara. Okay? Says Mar Vehena Filu, and why is that an even, right? It says Afilu Maimu Melech, right? Even water and salt is also. They're using it to rinse and to scrub. So what does it mean Afilu, right? Ella rather Kani. This is a way to read El Kagot. Sorry, it's a Kani. What it means to say is things like salt and water are considered to be either, according to most of the to kroy v'sakum, because they bring them, or they're considered to be tachshit akum, because they're used to adorn the Avodah Zarah, and I think it's the latter shot.
That they use them or adorn the Avodah Zarah.
Okay, hanevan. Let's say I worship something, I worship an object, an animal, right? Hanevat istani, there are those who are benchel or benchel chaveru, regardless of whether I worship my own animal or your animal, or sticks and stones for that matter. Right? Animal is not necessarily a good example at this point. Benchel benchel shochaveru also, it's forbidden.
Excuse me,
that once I worship it, it becomes osir banor, like any of Avodah Zarah. Istani tani, those on shalos, if I worship my own animal, then it becomes osir. But shalchaver, if I worship my friend's animal, mutar, it's permissible. Okay? Why is that? Because, in adam mosir, da vashenu shalos. A person cannot forbid that which does not belong to him. Okay? And those who learned, istani tani, those who learned, that regards when you worship your stuff and your friend's stuff, it's also that's Rabbi Yehuda, and elsewhere it's also Rabbi Meir. Ma'adamar shalom also v'shal chaver mutar, he says that stuff of your own which you worship is also, but that's of your friend which you worship is mutar, that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Ila said, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shimon agrees. They all agree. No, in this case, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree. Just like you say elsewhere, something which is alive and is worshipped by another commoner, even though it's not forbidden for a commoner to use that thing, because since I'm Ruach Chaim, so therefore that does become true of Avodah Zarah. Abishan Nasa Lehadiot, Nasa Lehgova, it still doesn't pass to bring us a Korban based on Mikdosh. Okay, you can't use a Korban based on Mikdosh. The Kavasah, so too, Dovar, She'eno Shalchos, which is not yours, Afopi She'eno Nasa Lehadiot, he wants to say, even though it's not forbidden to a commoner, take out the word eno because it's obviously extraneous. Nesel gavot also tzokosh baruch. So he wants to say that there's a dichotomy. We have something, but something which is alive, this interesting dichotomy. If you worship an ox or a cow, so the ox or cow is still mutar banor. You can shecht it and eat it, but you can't bring it as a carbon. Okay? So do you want to say, by dover shein or shalom, so which is not yours, you can't forbid it. It's not yours to forbid. But it can't be used afterwards for the purpose of korbanos. Okay? It's like almost mitzvah bar avera. It's a problem. It's a psul in the korban.
It's tainted. It has the shame of
avodah zarah. Shame of avodah zarah. Right.
It's like sure that was involved in bestiality.
Yeah, but even though it's somebody else's animal, right? I can answer it. Okay, that's a chiddush. Okay, so it says Gemara. And so Avi Shein Esleid and Esle Gavon. Now Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya said, and the next Gemara from here to the top of the next page, everybody learned it wrong, including until I came along. But then after I learned it myself, not like the earlier Mefarshim, I saw the Ur Sameach learned Mamash like me. Gave me a lot of hanoah to see that. So says more Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Mar. He's going to argue. Ultimately, it's going to become clear that he argues and he says that whatever belongs to your friend, if you worship it, it still becomes mutar to use even as a korban. Okay? Not like the principle you just stated. He's arguing, you're in good company, the time the Amor we just had holds like you, but he's going to argue. Now, the way he phrases it is funny, which causes him some grief. Says, even your own flower, Osir, if you worship it, is Osir. But Shel Chavero, your friend's flower, if you worship it, is Mutar. Okay? So ultimately, we're going to learn that Mutar means even to sacrifice. Okay? Mas, but the Mars takes a while to get there. Says more, Ma, who was he going like Rabbi Bun Bar Chia? It's when I bend the command of my bench a little bit, Chavir also. He wants to say, even according to that which Mandomer who says, that your friend's stuff is taka also if you worship it. That's right, man, Rabbi Yehuda. And that Omer Lois Balkun Bedovar Shem Buruachayim? Is he going to say that all machlokas is whether, he's going to say that all machlokas was by an animal, which is alive. But if you bow down to your friend's flower, everybody agrees that the flower remains mutter? That makes no sense, right? The pashtus is that a davar sheish bo ruachayim should remain more mutter, right? Because it's alive, it's like an independent entity. But something which is a mineral or a vegetable, you know, not an independent entity, so even if it's your friends, if a davar sheish bo ruachayim is osur, certainly that should become osur. Do you see, do you follow the logic?
Yeah, I don't see the difference between ruachayim and an inanimate object. If it's avodah zarah, it's avodah zarah.
You're in good hands. That's ultimately going to be the case. Either they're both mutter, they're both also.
Right.
But right now the Gemara is assuming that there is a dichotomy. Okay? You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. You only have to understand it. Okay? It is artificial, but it's not that outlandish. Because again, as I say, an animal is an independent entity. And not a full governance over there when it's alive. Whereas, okay, look, I'm not going to try to read you because it's a Gemara doesn't solve it. So it says, maybe Omar, maybe say Lois Bagel Dover Shamber Ruachim that no malchogas by something which is not alive, that remains mutter even though it was worship. Says more Asaray Bum Barchia May Milchar, meaning this is an expansion of Rabbi Bum Barchia. Tap Khopap Manav, right? Bum Barchia is coming, May Milchar, I tell you, but Dover Shem Bieshbo Ruachim you must see. So that but they argued whether it's us or after I worship somebody else's thing or not is by something which is alive, right? But not by something which Embo Ruachaim says more. No, that can't be. It says Bain Ma, but I think it should be Ma Bain. Ma Bain Dispalkum Bedovar, it should be Sheyeshbo Ruachaim. What's the difference between that which you argue, which is Dovah Sheyeshbo Ruachaim, and something which Embo Ruachaim? There's no difference, like you said. There's no difference, right? Continuing on along those lines. And if already there's a chiluk, it should work the other way around. If a davar sheyesh bo ruachaim, which belongs to your friend, becomes osur, so kal v'chomer, a thing which is inanimate, which belongs to your friend, becomes osur. Because the logic, if there is one, dictates that something sheyesh bo ruachaim should be more resistant to becoming avodah zarah than something sheyesh bo ruachaim, even though you don't agree to that svara. But the Gemara is assuming that, right? Hevei, so it must be that what a Rabbi Bum Barchia mean? He meant to say, Shalom Tomar, don't say, Kamada Tomar Taman, like you say over there, by your own stuff. Dava Sheish Buruachim, Avopish Eno Nesel, Hedyot Nesel Gavah, something which is alive. Even though it's not forbidden for a comrade, it's forbidden to Hashem. To Kavasa, so to Dovash Eno Shalchas, something which is not yours, which is inanimate. Afalpish Eno Nesel Hediot Nesel Gava, even though it's not forbidden to a comrade, it's forbidden to Hashem. Don't say that! Meaning, rather say the opposite, that what? That something which belongs to your friend, regardless of whether yesh bo ruachaim or ein bo ruachaim, it always is mutter. So that which you had on the ma'isa, though, will come out. There's one thing which is not like you. Okay, both of them agree to see that by that either both davar sheyesh bo ruachaim and davar sheyesh bo ruachaim are usher, or davar sheyesh bo ruachaim and davar sheyesh bo ruachaim are mutter when it belongs to your friend. Aslam is bad, not also the hedger, right? The question is, however, like this. The question is, in your own thing. That the Gemara is not addressing. What about in your own thing? You worship your own solus. So the pashtus is, if you worship your own solus, so then it's takat the theme and then davar sheyesh bo ruachaim. Davar sheyesh bo ruachaim, if you worship your own horse, it remains able to do a commoner. However, davar sheyesh bo ruachaim, grain, if you worship your own grain, it seems that it's taka usr both from his beach and even to yourself. Do you see that distinction?
No.
Because something which is alive, you have to say that logic which we said before, which you don't like. That something which is alive is more resistant to becoming an avodah zara than something which is inanimate. I can tell you svara, because the whole concept of avodah zara applies to inanimate objects.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, right. So that's why that's the idea that an inanimate object is more likely to become avodah zara. Right. Okay. So even though your animal, when you worship it, does not become osur bar na'at, it only becomes osur be a korban. Your object you worship becomes osur also bar na'at.
Right.
Okay? Now the stuff shel chavero, according to Rabbi Boom Brachila, it remains not just mutar bar na'at, it remains also mutar be a korban. We don't pass in that way. Okay? We pass in that if you bow down to something, it osurs it, both yours and your friend's use as a korban. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, says more further. Yishtach, was that difficult?
It was complicated.
It was complicated, but you got the svaros, right? Yeah. Okay, the girsos are complicated. Okay, yishtach of the bitza. If you bow down to a bitza, now we don't know what a bitza is yet. Okay? Chizki amar lo asura, Chizki says not forbidden. Rabbi Yochan amar asura, Rabbi Yochan says forbidden. What do they argue about? I mean, is there zero debates of plea in Chevraya? They're arguing about an egg. If you bow down to an egg, is an egg considered Dover Shishbu Ruchaim or not? It's a cute chap, right? Because it's going to be alive, but right now, it's not really alive.
Which came first, the chicken or the
egg? Which came first, the earth. It's a good analogy. So, he learned that the word is Beitza. The Chevra said, they argued about reeds which grow in the river. And that's the language of Bitza. Bitza means a swamp. Beitza means an egg. Bitza means a swamp.
Boats means mud.
Right. See? Boats is from Bitza, right. That's right. Okay? Because it's muddy. So, so says the Mara. I'm in the pasuk helps that which the chevra said. How does the pasuk help that which the chevra said? Well, it says bechelke nachal chelkecha heim heim goralech. I couldn't actually find this pasuk today when I looked it up, but something about the portions of the river were your portion when you worshipped avodah zarah. So it's like some component of the river, and we assume that the river or the wadi is a bitza. Okay, so he worshipped these things. Chizkia, who said that it's permitted, the stuff is permitted. Why is it permitted? If you worship this thing, it should be also. Because why is it not shared also? Because people had some control over it. And this stuff in the swamp, even if it's stuff which was somehow removed, it was by the elements. It was never removed by human beings. Okay, so that's why, or planted by human beings. So that's why. There's no way it can become awesome.
Right, because it's a natural phenomenon.
Right,
so
right. Okay. So, v'chol sheyesh bo tvisi de adam also, which is something which we had human control over is awesome. Hakomodim, everybody agrees b'chitin, however. Everybody agrees that by grain, because you plant grain, it doesn't go right. While Asura said it's awesome. Okay, the grain which is worshipped, it becomes awesome. Period. It says Dimar, but the Pnei Moshe, I think, Brit Baz changed it to say Amar. New statement. Amar Echina Bar Yasser, Echina Bar Yasser said, "Share me your name, Rabbi Yehuda, Shoshe Chito." The roots of a wheat plant, a wheat stalk, Bokimaritz Chemishim Amar, they crack into the ground 50 amos deep. Shoshe Tanim Rakim, the roots of soft figs, Bokimbatsur, they can break down a rock. In Cain, and if that's the case, Mayasu, how much stronger, and what the decimation can be wrought by Shor Sheikh Haruv and Shor Sheikh Shikma, by the much stronger roots, even of carobs and of sycamores, even stronger roots. So
nothing. It's just got put down there like Agav.
Did the Gemara forget about the Beitzah?
Yeah, the Gemara never resolves it. Actually, Rambam Paskins like the Rambam Paskins Lekula. That by Beitzah, he passed on that Chizkiya attack is not also.
And
Beitzah? Beitzah, I don't remember any Paskins actually. I don't think he actually Paskins. He learned the Gemara Beitzah though. Okay? So in any event, I think the Ritba says maybe it's brought down in this to show that even though it takes very deep roots, it's still considered to be Tfisas Yadotam, because even though it's very Mechubra Lakaka now, but human beings plant it, so it's Tfisas Yadotam. That's what he wants to say. Okay, he says, Amrei Chiyach says, Achat Sushim, once every 30 days, HaTaim Olo Mashkei Osam. The waters of the deep come up and they moisten all these roots, because there's not rainwater cannot get these red roots, they're so far down. My time of what pastor teaches us this, and Hashem notra, I Hashem who watches over it, at the proper moments I will give it to drink. The land only drinks from rainwater based on its upper width. Chasmo literally means the blocking width. And that's why the waters from before, for any roots below the upper surface have to come from these deep wells, whatever the case may be. Okay? Says Moraviter, Betas Avodah Zorah. The egg of Avodah Zorah. Now here it is definitely about Beta, right? Actually, the Tractate so puts in the words in the beginning of the next page where it says, Ego Sha'ordla Shinoto. Also a nut of Orla, which you planted, an Orla nut. So, Beitza, but his Oshan says, Afro became a chick. And Chagai, which Rabbi Yeshua said, he spoke, and Kahana, Chizkiya, they argued the two of them. Kahana, Emermu, Teres, Kahana says, even though you worship the egg, that but his Oshan, the chick is not Osir. Okay, it's like something else. If you worship something which has no tesis,
you're part of your exempt, right? So where's the tesis yarodim by neg?
Unless you get the chicken
maybe. Right, so the Gemara obviously doesn't hold that, right? So says Gemara, Kasha the Chizkiya, Herosh HaBeit HaVodah Shetes Efroch. Manakim, what are you talking about? Imeshachov Pachsar, if it's not about a case where you were coining the egg by bashing it in, he kind of froch, it ain't going to get to a chick, right? It's dead. Im Kayomin, and if the Imeshach Nitzel Levnima can call him, if you want to answer the egg because you brought it within the confines of the temple, so tochame, look at it this way, or like toshma. Ilish tachavel lo asura. Rabbi Chizkiya's word says if you bow down to it, it doesn't answer because no tvisas yadodim, right? So nation chizkiya fim kalin asura, just because you brought it into the area of the sanctuary of Arizona becomes also. Why is that? The father of Rabbi Yudan said, we're talking about that you did something to it. You didn't destroy the egg. You rubbed it or scrubbed it or you know,
painted it.
Easter egg, that's right.
I wonder,
so,
did they have eggs in those days for Easter? Okay. When did that start?
I thought it was when the White House got a lawn. So in any event, so therefore, I mean, there can't be also, right? So as we also definitely did a mitzvah to it. You brought the shagir v'alav v'rizal. Turn the page. The first five words we read already before. Ego zol shor shenotobo. Nishenota. If you planted a nut of orla, same aloch as the eggs. Chem beitzas hekdu shenas nasa sefroch. I told you by the egg of the hektish, which became a A chick, you have the same issue whether it's hektish. I'm talking about a certain amount of time, but hektish. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Yispavim kan Rabbi Yochanan. Rav kan Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas. Kan Amar did about this Beitzas hektish, which became Afroch. Right? This egg, which be of hektish, not of Avodah Zarah now, which became a chick. So, Rav Amar Asur, Rav said it's Osir. As hektesh, Rabbi Yochanan Muteres, Rabbi Yochanan says permitted. It's considered bichul. I'm Rabbi Zira, Kum Rabbi Yaso. Rabbi Zira said in front of Rabbi Yaso. What about Bahadam? Bahadam Amar. It should be Bahadam Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What about that which Rabbi Yochanan said? It's okay, right? How can Bas against Rabbi Yochanan about these? What?
Eggs. Yeah, what's
so I'm so sorry, the fourth line now. Rabbi Yassi Kun Krabi Yassi Vodam Rabbi Yochanan, that which said Muteres, it should be take out the word who. It's never Muter, really. You know, we Chasim Shom wouldn't let a chick out of Hekdesh if we could help her without money, right? So therefore, how does it work?
Yeah, I lost the place.
Yeah, so it's a typo there. It should be Afu Poda Bisman Zara. That which he said it's Mutter is not really Mutter, but it means you redeem it as it was at the time that it became seed. Meaning you redeem it at the price it was, I guess, when it was hatched. Kahanamar. Where am I? Thank you. Rabbi China and after Rabbi China, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Loz Hashem Kana said, "Play the Sabbath Man Zara." You go after the time it was went to seed. Rabbi,
they both said it before. You know, what's the Merzim saying? It shouldn't be his man's hour, it should be. So I get it wrong.
So this should be Aino Poda. Here it should be Aino. Okay. So would you go after its current value, not if value was when it became suitable to be Zera? So bottom line is nobody holds its mutter without redemption, nobody holds its osur. Question is how you redeem it. Redeem by its current value to come to redeem, or its value when it became seed, which I guess it would poke right out of the shell. I don't know exactly what that is.
It's more valuable once the
right, that's Rav Kahana's chumra. They go after it's a fully grown chick. Yeah, but even Rav Kahana's right, no earlier than right when it's hatched. I remember when Rav Kahana was reckoning.
Maybe this manzara means when it was first fertilized.
I don't think it's went that early.
I think the egg is laid pretty soon after it was fertilized.
You're right. The emotion says like you, at the time when it's fertilized. Okay, you're right. So it says, Rabbi Chanina b'shem, Rabbi Pinchas Amar b'tank b'takno. So let's fix up the machlokas here because it's confusing, as we just saw. Karamar asuru podeo sov kamoshi. God says it's forbidden, meaning that you deem it as it is at, as worth the time of redemption. Muteres, it's permitted. Podeo sov zmanz, you redeem it based on the time when it was when, before it was hatched. In other words, they both agree on the principle you can redeem. The question is what the redemption price is. Well, it's more or less. Okay. I'm making a given set. I'll explain. It's an indication of where there's Avodah Zarah. On Athena Ovin, we learned Ovin, which means Havona, Ivis, Tani, those said Ovil of Anecha. I will bring a bear in front of you. Ma'adam Ovil Novo, right? It means understand. Novin will understand. Ma'adam Ovil Nevil means I'll bring it in front of you, like Hovala in modern Hebrew is moving. Tare Rabbi Burke Kore Emona. Rabbi Burke said in front of like these names here. Say Rabbi Emona. This is what Rabbi Kiva is saying is Malamed, it teaches us. Shalom, neither mountain nor hill. Shalom Abdullah. So this is a very interesting question. So it's Kavachomer, the Gemara makes, out of left field. Something which is not alive, right? Even Shalchaveru, right? It's also, I mean, not according to Rabbi Barachia. But according to the first side of the Gemara, it's ought, which is your tzad, which is Rabbi Yossi's by Sonny, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yila, said that it's also a gavoh. It's also a gavoh. The truth is here, when the Canaanim worshipped hills, they're also worshipping at the time their own hills. So the Beis Hamikdash should be also to be built. Why is that?
It's on a
hill. It's on a hill, right? And the hill was worshipped, right? So if we say that all...
but it was Har Moriah. Avraham got to it. He gave it Kedusha. Yaakov Svatah had Kedusha.
Yeah, so was it sentimental?
No, Kedusha came first from Avraham Avinu.
Okay, so Gemara basically says that. So it says... Avot Yisrael also led you also Gavah. Beis Abchir Enon Ivna Echon Nivna. Beis Mikdash. Where was it built? Meaning, how was it built? Up in Navi. By Al David Kavar Gadol Shadi Ber Bi Hashem. So Navi said, and Har Moriah they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. Okay. Halachava Misha Beis Usama Avodah Zarah. Somebody's house next to the Beis Avodah Zarah, next to a church, they shared a wall. But off on the wall between them fell. Also, even though you can't rebuild it, why not build the Avodah Zarah? Okay, so what do you do? Kate said, ask what you do. Coastal show you pull in a little bit into your own property, Buboyna, and you build there. If the rocks belong to him and to Avodah Zarah as well, you are the Mechzi Mechzi, you split the rocks in half. Avonov, but even his stones, even the stones he gets, into the stones of which might have come from Avodah Zarah. Avonov, the stones, the Eitzav, and the logs, Vaforo and the dirt, mitami kasheretz. They're mitami avodazolatik as a sheretz, as a rodent. Shemar says shaketz the shakten of a goymer. It says by avodazolat, treat it like a sheketz, and a sheketz usually could need to be a young rodent. Like you, Omer, kenita, you treat it like a nida. Shemar says tears rain, flow them away, kamo dava, like a woman who's a nida. Say tomer lo. Tell him to go out. Ma'anita matama ma'asa, and what it means that Anita sometimes even don't touch, but rather if you carry her or she carries something, it comes to me. Apavarazara matama ma'asa, and sometimes even by carrying. Okay, it says ksiv toeva benido, ksiv toeva shrotim. It says repugnancy by nida. It says repugnancy by shrotim. Uksiv toeva azara. It says repugnancy by avarazara. Benido, I mean, it says toeva. It says kikosh yasim kol toevos. Anybody who does any of these of the repugnant things will be excised by shrotzim. It says also rakoso weva, don't eat anything disgusting. By avodazor, it says also mitoeva, so don't bring these disgusting things to your house. Avlenu de lez the ruksha, I don't know what avodazor is drawn a parallel to. Rabbi Akiva mele toeva the nido ruksha, it's drawn a parallel to the repugnant nature of nido. Manido metame v'maso nidas metame. If you carry or if she carries, avodazor metame maso. So the avodazor answers. If you carry her, it carries you. Ah, oh manido metame al gabi even misami. Maybe nidas metame if she's on a stone and the rocks under the stone. They're not rocks. Clothing under the stone. The clothing becomes tame. It's a special aloha even misami. While it's wild and wacky alohas of Judaism. So this was a stone. Actually, it's too high. And Tommy is low to the ground. There's a stone low to the ground which serves as a seat, and they've got him underneath to become Tommy. Okay?
So
he says that maybe Omani the Matami Agabe Misama for the Zerma Tami Bevana Misami. They have a Zerma Tami Misami between that, but it's on top of a stone, on top of garments, garments underneath will become Tami.
It's like the 100 mattresses.
The
right?
Princess and the pea, but it's reverse. Because here the pea's on top. Right? It's also talking about stone, not mattresses. So it says the Gemara, she would have been pretty sensitive to feel through stone. So it says the Gemara, again, Imava, Oma, Nida, Matame, Gavi, Minasami, Ava, Zor, Matame, Bem, Sami, so do Zem, Sami, Bem, Zor. It said, Vista, Amr, and some say, Amr, Loi, Zem, Shem, Rabbi, Chista, send him Rabbi, Rabbi, Chista, Maida, Rabbi, Akiva, Rachoy, Mishen, Ava, Zor, Matame, Bem, Sami, Zami. That Atuma is so obscure and so particularistic, it does not apply for Ava, Zor. Rabbi Amru, Rabbon, and say, it's like into the repugnant nature of shrotim, not the nida. Ma sheretz metami beheset. Sheretz is metami if you move it. Apa vodazor, it's a tov vodazor is metami beheset if you move it. Ay, oma sheretz metami, gadosh sheretz metami if it's the size of a lentil. Yoga apa vodazor, tatami gadosh is a vodazor, also metami the size of a lentil. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yitzhar, now Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosh, Rabbi Yohan said, no, Vayitzilu Ba'apor, it says they clung to Ba'apor, Vayochel Simchei Mesim, and they ate the korbanos of death, or the slaughters of death. This is right, my Mesim time, because I is just like a Mesim time, only when it decides to Kazayis. If I avoid a Zoro, I'm a Tami Kazayis, only Tami by Kazayis. And furthermore, in my Mesim Tami, if on the other hand you say that it's like a Mesim, if this room has a mason and I stick my finger in it, it's already metame me. Why is that?
Because the whole room takes.
It's an oil, right? The whole room is an oil. Yo, Rav Avodah Zohar, so to the top of by it also becomes tame. Says more no. The titzo gar basim azir shava. Breaking down the house of Rodazara and breaking down the house of Chesaras. Mabai from the house, Mabai some nuka, just like the house of Chesaras. Mishayach is Roisho Verubo. You only become Tomei after you get in with the head and the majority of your torso. After Rodazara, so the Rodazara, Mishayach is Roisho Verubo. You gotta put your head in the majority of your torso. Amrachinachin says, Zoda. The locate, if that's the case, Mekishal Kavin, Mekishal Chamurin, you're going to drink all every coolie you can do, that it's not going to be a Kadosh, it's going to be a Kazayas, and it's not going to be a finger, right? That's being to the Barosh of Ruba. How can you make all these leniencies? If it's the right, so you have to be Machmir. Says Gemara, not true. Alright, Mana said Mukhubersi, it is the right, so it literally means it's clear, but here Shami talked it means the right. So the reason we learned to the more lenient one is because there's a parallel drawn to Mesu Sheretz. So there's a parallel drawn to both of them, so therefore if the parallel is drawn to both of them, so logic dictates that it must be the Torah meant that we should be able to learn the Kula or whatever is more Kula Dick. Okay? Because otherwise the Torah wouldn't draw parallel to two. The Torah is a very, very fundamental principle if you take it literally. The Torah draws parallel to two different places, so we get to pick and choose which are the more lenient halachas we desire. Even on the Doraisa.
You should do that more often.
Yeah. Okay. So it says more Hadad Atomar by Vodazor Shlov Shvor. Now, according to the Ritva, according to most of the Farshim, actually, according to Bnei Moshe, this is saying, that which he said, Avodazor is metami, only the size of the kezayis if it's broken. But if it's whole, it's like the alocha birya by brochus. Even a small amount is metami. The Red Baslan to say differently, he says, that which it says that it's metami, the Rabbanon only is by Avodazor broken. But metami the raisa, even if the Avodazor is showing. Machlokas, what is going on? It's going on the size issue? Was granted the rest of the Rabbanan issue. Okay? So says more But other that Tamar about the Zohar Shvuah, either that's one is the only time Zayas, or that's the only one which is a quote might be the Rabbanan. But about the Zohar Shleim Koshu, either that means that it's Metame no matter how small, or it's Metame even though Raisa as well. Says the Gemara, the Ma Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi. How do we see that Avazar Koshu is Metame? And this is Masha like a Pemosha. Although the Ribbat questions out of it. The Ma Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun Bar Bun Rab Chan Bar Gwin B'Shem Rav, they both said Baal Rosh Gevia Hava. The Avazar Baal was in the shape of the tip of the Aver. Linking the more we have this morning, the more we have tonight. Okay? That was the chip, shape. Vahava of Kafunava was the size of a pea. What is the size of a size? What teaches this? It says, Vayasimu Baal Bris Eloheim. They made the Baal Bris. And the Bris refers to the Bris Mila, right? They made that their God. Okay. Matar Rekiba, what's Hajar Rekiba? Now, here the Gemara is really looking differently. It's not saying because it was an option. Now we could have picked and chosen.
Decide.
Yeah, picked and chosen which drasha to make. But rather, there's a linkage. Ma'amatav time Rekiva that he learns out from Nidah Ta'ev to Ta'venu. It says, repugnant, you should make it. And that's like Nidah where it says Ta'eva, right? Well, the truth is says Toev assurance as well, but obviously learn Toev to Tavenu is more like Nida. Okay? Mata Rabbo, what's Lash Rabbo, the number of chairs, Shakets to Chuck Tedu Kasheretz. Really, it goes back to drushes we had before, but I'm not sure it's precise. I don't think it's precisely the same we had before. So, Sazamar, be as it may, my Makai Rabbo, Natai Rabbi Kiva, Toev to Tavenu. Whether the Rabbi Kiva's drasha to Ta'ev to Ta'venu, which sounds like it should be repugnant like a Nida. Save an Avleu, to kick it out and degrade it. My Rabban Avleu wasn't me degraded. Rabbi Shur, according to Rabban, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Bob, Shari Leza said, say to Amalo, tell it, go out. Meaning, Eshakorin lo Pnei Eloha, and Avazo, which you call, for example, the face of God. Currently called Pnei Kela, the face of a dog. Ein Kosu is called the fountain of Kos. Currently Ein Kosu is called the fountain of thorns or vomit. Gadye, if it's called Gadye, which means some sort of mazel, so Galye in Galye is the language of idolatry. Okay? Rabbi Tanchuma, boy, Rabbi Tanchuma said that Ravuna asked, that boy Ravuna. As the Chumash said, "Boy Rav Huna, Ksiv it says, Ha'ay Asherim Beisel Oven Mikanel Beisel. Says I, which was the base oven before Beisel. What does that mean? So Mikanel Krenso Beisel means that beforehand he's resolving. Initially, they call this place Beisel. After it became a seat of idolaters, so it doesn't possibly mention the name of God with it. Erkel, right? So then, what they change its name to? They change its name to."
Kurkoso base L. Rosh Kurkoso base oven.
Now they call base oven, and oven is some evil or some negative way. That's what they call it. Tash Rebbe Lezer learned a Rebbe Lezer lo ratza likros. If a person does not want to, he didn't want to read, he didn't want to say omda. Now Lieberman and Mesechta Shabbos in different gears here. It's not so important to get two words to it. Rabbi Lezer said, Lord, it's only close to Omda. We don't want to call it Omda, whatever this Avodah Zorah is, which really means to sustain a person. Koreso Amida, we call it standing and not sustaining. And standing is euphemism for urinating. Okay? So they call it the urinating Avodah Zorah. Okay? Tzvachil the Honcha, may or may not lie, because they call a urinal an Amida. Okay? So that's what we, our derogatory name. Mamakaim Shiri Rabbona. I mean, my Rabbi Akiva says everybody. Umar Chavez says, my Makam Rabbi Akiva, does Akiva do it say to Marlo? Does Akiva do it say to Marlo? We just, he doesn't, so why doesn't he use it? Actually, why doesn't he use it for, it's the, Umar Chavez says, my Makam Rabbi Akiva say to Marlo. Didn't he use it before?
It's a matan akiva ta'et to tabenu ta'ev and of leil. I guess he didn't use the tzei before. He didn't use the tzei going out. I don't know. What?
I don't think we have
that. Then we add the third line. Tanakiva tape to tabenu ta'ev and of leil. So why need ta'eo? You're saying navleu. So, you know, just find a repugnant. Why is ta'eo? Take it out. That's what the question is, I think.
Lumaisa, so he says that Mamakayim Rabbi Akiva Teito, Mala Rabbi Yezir, and Rabbuna Mashar Yezir said, should be Mikanch Eno Mer Lo Odom, I should say, Achikon Zerosh Ruah. Means they don't say go out until the majority of your head and majority of torso goes in. Now, Pnei Moshe learns is some Musar Vort. I don't tell you to go out until you go in. But it actually has to do, of course, with the when you become Tomei for Avodah Zarah. Right? We don't tell you to go out because you're coming Tomei until Rosh of Rubo come into the room. Okay? Because until then, you're not Ptaka Tomei. Okay? Ismas Nisa Amr, they don't say, there's Bryce would say Avodah Zarah can Nida. Avodah Zarah is like Nida. And the implements used in the service of Avodah Zarah also can either. These must be some of those who say Avodah Zarah can either. The Avodah Zarah tells us I need a Misham Shea can sheretz, but those who use them are like sheretz. Mada Mar Avodah Zarah can either, Misham Shea can either. He says they're both at the level of Nida, Nicha makes sense. Mada Mar Avodah Zarah can either. Those who say, however, that Avodah Zarah is like Nida, Misham Shea can sheretz. And those who serve it are okay. They don't actually have to undergo some procedure. Kol atzmo eino koi nido ela b'msham she'a. The Avodah Zarah is called the nido in those things which serve it. The Gemara and Shabbos and Pnei Moshe bring it down. Okay, it says if you serve the apron on the Avodah Zarah, say tomorrow, you have to, anyway, I'm not sure what the Pasuk says. Pretty much it brings down, but I'm not sure where the Pasuk begins and his commentary ends and vice versa. So, amen. It's the Misham Shevet Azor, the Apen Avod Azor, which is called this I know in the Torah, in the Mishnah. So says Mara, turning the page, the Potter B'chakukin al-Gufo. We're talking about where the adornments, which are the Sajid Pasuk, are engraved on the body of the Avodah Zarah. So they're not Taka Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. They're the Avodah Zarah itself. It sounds like they're Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, because they're adornments. And therefore they shouldn't be Tomei, they should be Tomei like Nida, because the Iker Pasuk is talking about that which is on the Avodah Zarah is Nida. So the Gemara says, what?
Yeah.
Gemara says no. Gemara says not which the Avodah Zarah is not Nida, it's not like sheretz, according to this opinion. If the adornments are graved on the Avodah Zarah, then they are like Nida. Okay? That's part and parcel of the actual idol. Similarly, the Dom Rabbi Yaakov the Kfar Chanan, Tipater, you have to tipoter b'mishtachel aveivod atzmo. It says that enochnam, if you bow down to the apron as an apron, so then in that case, as a misham shevazotan sheretz. I mean, if you bow down to the apron, makes no sense. You bow if the apron was an avodah zarah.
It's like tachshit.
Then it's only also a tummy like sheretz. Okay, tachshit should really be also like sheretz. Here he's bagging out the ephod itself. By Gideon it says he made an ephod as an avod, and became an avodah zarah. He made an apron from the spoils of war. So that's why here Taki the Misham Sheh, it says the Misham Sheh not like need on this pasuk, because the Misham Sheh here is talking about Misham Sheh, where you serve the Misham Sheh. So one side about Misham Sheh, which should become an integral part of the body, the other side about Misham Sheh, which are serving. What?
An adornment. It's an adornment, or
one is that it's a dormant, but it's an integral dormant. The others are that they're serving themselves up for the Zorah, like Gideon's aprons. Okay. Masnis and Commander Marvodazar Kanita Misham Shah Kanita. Our Mishnah doesn't draw a distinction. Sounds like they're like everything is like Nida. Says the Gemara. Bitzninan, we learned Avod Beitzav Vaforo Mitamin Kasheretz. Yet at the same time, we learned that the stones, the wood, and the dirt are metame like sherets. Now, the kash here, mostly what the Gemara asking is that how did the house become any more than, why is the house not metame like sherets? So, what's the difference between Avonav Eitzov, which are metame like sherets, and the house, which is metame like nida? One second. No, I'm not sure that's the pshat. The truth is I'm trying to wing it, so I better stop, because I only prepared till Masnisa Kaman Domar, and we did already after more than 2 o'clock.